online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Conservatives have done better than expected in local elections in England. Labour's Jeremy Corbyn had to travel some way to celebrate success. Charlie's got the latest for KM FM.
Well done, Plymouth Labour.
Yeah! So far, the South West City's Labour's only gain, but the leader denies we've reached peak Corbyn.
No, there's much more to come and it's going to get even better.
The Tories held London councils, including Wandsworth, where the PM met supporters.
Congratulations, and I know you'll carry on doing a great job.
The Lib Dems regain Richmond upon Thames.
Everybody has been underestimating us. They didn't realise that we had the capacity to come back so strongly.
But UKIP has lost over 90 seats.
Here in Kent, results for Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells have started coming in. The count's still ongoing. We'll bring you all the latest on KM FM.
KM FM News.
A man accused of planning to kill Theresa May has pleaded not guilty to terrorism offences. The 20-year-old from North London's facing allegations of plotting to detonate a bomb at the gates of Downing Street last November. He's due to go on trial next month. The family of teenager Ben Savage, who died after ending up in the River Medway following a night out in Chatham, are backing a new water safety campaign in Kent. Firefighters say they've been to more than 335 water rescues in the past 9 years. This weekend, large rubber ducks are going to be placed at some of the sites where they've been repeatedly called to help people who've got into trouble, including Yalding, the Milnane area of Canterbury and Sunpier in Medway. Leanne McMahon is from Kent Fire and Rescue.
The reason we're putting the campaign out this weekend is because we know, as I say, the weather is getting better. People will be outside and drinking. They may be in these riverside locations or choose to walk via rivers or other lakes on their way home. A really important time to get that message out.
Fire crews have been called to tackle a blaze which has destroyed a utility room at a home in Broadstairs. It broke out on Callis Court Road just after 11 this morning. No one's been injured. It's thought to have started in a rechargeable floor polishing machine. Twitter users are being told to think about changing their passwords after an IT bug left some of them exposed. The company says the error's been fixed and there's no indication any were stolen. A consultation on possible job losses is taking place with staff at a department store in Canterbury, although bosses have insisted it will remain open. The people who run Fenwick, which is part of the Whitefriars development, are currently doing a review of the business. A spokesman's confirmed there are no plans to revamp the city store. The number of job losses will be announced after the 45-day consultation.
KM FM Showbiz.
Jess Glynn's been chatting to KM FM's Gary and Laura about her new single. I'll Be There is her first solo track since 2015 when her debut album was out. Last year, she made a surprise performance at Dreamland in Margate and says she loved it.
Oh my God, I had so much fun there. I did. Went on the bumper cars like at least 3 times because there was a group of us and obviously we had to perform. They kind of like stopped the queue, made everyone wait. And all me and my team went on and I felt so bad.
If you missed her chat this morning, you can hear it now at kmfm.co.uk. Then click listen again.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he's very, very sad to be leaving the club on the back of a Europa League semi-final exit. With the latest on that, along with Jules News and the cricket, here's Nicola.
Well, there'll be no final trophy before his 22 years in charge finishes at the end of the season. It's after a 1-0 defeat at Atletico Madrid knocked them out 2-1 on aggregate. Meantime, Manchester United can all but guarantee second place in the Premier League by winning at Brighton tonight. Their opponents know victory would effectively ensure they avoid relegation in their first season in the division. Staying with football, and Gillingham welcomed Plymouth Argyle to Priestfield this weekend for their final game of the season. The Gills have secured their League One place while their opponents need a big win to give themselves a shout of reaching the playoffs. Gillingham manager Steve Lovell reckons that'll lead to an attacking match.
I think it'll be quite an open game. It's not like most of the other games that we've had here at Priestfield. Teams come here and don't go at us, really. They sit behind. But obviously Plymouth coming on Saturday, they need to score goals. They need to get a win and rely on a result elsewhere for them to get into the playoffs.
Tomorrow's game is a 5:30 kickoff. And in cricket, plays underway in Cardiff as Kent take on Glamorgan in the county championship. Kent chose to field first and a short time ago the hosts were on 43 without loss.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.